I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another great Mompreneur Model Show here at the Word of Mom Radio Network. I'm Tracy Timmons, but we are being hosted again today by Dori DiCarlo. So happy to have her back at the helm of the Mompreneur Model Show. But I asked to be a part of this show today, too, because we are bringing back one of our very favorite guests, Kelly Carius, and Dori's going to introduce Kelly, but I just wanted to say that this is in our efforts to continue to speak out against bullying, to continue advocating for kindness, and this is also going to kick off our holiday gift-giving season. So happy November, everybody.
Sorry. Of my son, they're getting ready to go on their first plane ride with my grandson, so it's kind of crazy here on the Mompreneur Model Day.
That's right, and we have a grandson cameo, so that's awesome. We love when that happens. Hi, Dori, how are you?
I'm awesome, and I'm excited. I'm so thrilled to be welcoming back Kelly Carius, who is, you know, not only the you know, founder of No Such Thing as a Bully, which, you know, I mean, here we've been sharing so much. It's so important to be working to change the languaging of bullying. And this is a continuing conversation between this and the Moments of Kindness Foundation that she has created and is part of. And we want to share this because I don't know. I mean, you know, this isn't a political show, but I really feel that what are you doing, Kelly, when you see the adults that are out there now bullying each other?
Right.
Great question.
That is a great question. And Dori and Tracy, I am so happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you know, I've been sort of a political junkie over the last little while and watching the bullying elements that are happening there. And, you know, I'm seeing also a lot of workplace violence, workplace bullying that I think needs to be addressed. And we see this is not a child issue. We see this at all levels of our world today.
Yeah, which is why we feel it's even so much more important to have you on and to make sure that people are more aware of how sometimes, you know, I think people are sometimes bullies without even meaning to, you know, and they're not even aware that they're doing it and would be happy to stop if they knew it. And that's why I think it's so important to make sure the conversation is out there and to be shared. And, you know, we pre-record and right now, you know, there's bombs being sent all over the place. We're still in the midst of that. I'm hoping maybe by the time this airs that the situation has been resolved. But there's just too much, you know, hatred and anger going on in the world, and we need to have more kindness. And Kelly, I know that's a big part of where your work has led.
Huge part. I really believe that, you know, a lot of folks, and I sure don't mean to minimize this work. I think that there's room for a whole bunch of different perspectives in this field, but there's a lot of people, you know, who have had tragedy and had trauma, and they come at the issue of bullying from a crisis perspective or a traumatic perspective. And I really believe in the world that we get what we focus on. And so I have not had that kind of trauma or crisis, and that frees me up to be able to focus on the bullying issues from a kindness perspective. And say, you know, we get more what we focus on. And so that lets me partner No Such Thing as a Bully with the Moment of Kindness Foundation and be out in the world talking about kindness while educating about bullying.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was out in Nevada, and I'm going back in a month because we're connected to Robert E. Smith, who calls himself the blind entrepreneur, and they're in the midst of a kindness walk from California to Nevada. Literally California to Nevada over a 5.5 week period. And they've been sending stuff. I've been posting things through Word of Mom Radio almost every single day, of a little piece of him here and a bit of them there. And here he is, you know, doing this to raise awareness about kindness and the fact that, you know, when you see all of these things go on, you know, parents wonder how their children became a bully or became the bullier, the bullyee, whatever, but they don't realize their own words and actions sometimes.
Absolutely.
And how, you know, let's face it, our children learn by what they see.
They do.
And
so, I'm going to throw a different there's a different dynamic in there as well that, you know, they learn what they see. And so if they're hearing and seeing parents being aggressive, it's likely that they can model that. But also if they hear or see adults being helpless, they can also model that. And so, you know, we want to prevent both of those extremes and work in a preventative way down the middle to strengthen people to stay out of both of those extremes.
Wow.
You know, it's true. You need a license to drive a car, you need a license to catch a fish, but they don't give you any kind of training when you become a parent. It's amazing, you know, other than they, you know, in Big Red, they tell you, don't forget to feed the baby. But other than that, you know, it's kind of like you're on your own. And again, you know, it makes me think of you so often when I see all of these things going on, because I know how hard you are working to change the languaging of bullying. And
I'm going to call you on using the label bully in this conversation.
And there you go.
There you go.
So, Kelly,
how should we be saying it? How would you correct?
The labeling is not helping the issue. And the big reason that it's not helping the issue is because the labels or the roles of bully and victim are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. So I can, when I look at my own story, for example, I was very much had a difficulty with bullying issues from kindergarten to grade six, and I felt helpless. I felt hopeless, which is part of having a victim mindset, and that's one of the things we want to strengthen in people. But then the pendulum swang in the summer of grade six. I said, I'm not having any more of this, and came back to grade seven with a jean jacket and a pack of cigarettes and my fists clenched and you know, quote, took care of things or handled it on my own kind of thing. But what happened was I went from, if we're using the traditional language, I went from a victim to a bully. So now when I get pinned for, you know, something like beating up a boy in the boy's bathroom, which really happened, then people are going, well, look, there's a bully. That person is a bully.
Huh.
But it doesn't work in terms of what I had experienced beforehand. Now, another way that can happen is someone, a child might be using bully actions at school, but maybe he's a victim of bullying from his siblings at home, or his parents are abusive to him. So when you call him a bully, that is a static role that does not fit for all of the places around his life. Yeah. So it's not helpful there. And then a third way that it's not helpful is if my child is using bully actions and I don't see him as a bully, he's just my child, right? He's my child, and every kid acts up sometimes. So if a school comes to me and they say, your kid is a bully, that label doesn't fit the definition of my child. So any solutions that school brings to me under that the umbrella of that definition, I'm going to reject because it doesn't fit for me. Instead, what I want, what I coach people to do, is to talk about kids who are using bully actions and kids who are using victim responses. And again, working down the middle to strengthen kids who are in both of those categories so that they don't have to use either of those ways of coping and can deal with things in a more assertive, strengthened kind of way. So, yeah, there's those three ways that it really doesn't, using those labels doesn't move this issue forward in any kind of helpful way.
You know, you don't think of things in that vein, and I want to come back to this. I'm going to take this because I actually want to think about what you just said. I'm going to take this as a time to stop here and just say hello to our sponsors and thank you to all of them really quickly. So we'll be back in a little bit with Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully here on Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. Tracy Timmons and I have Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully here as we are talking about changing the languaging and the victim and bully responses and all of these different things that you don't really think about, you know, because as you were saying before, it doesn't fit your label of what you think your child is. So how do we address this in that way that's actually going to make a difference? Because, I mean, I know that you have had to see things escalating. Think back when we first had our first conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on now. It's, you know, tell us how you've evolved with No Such Thing as a Bully in all this.
Well,
time.
It has really escalated and changed. And so one of the pieces of the way that we've evolved is really, really, really focusing on the adult roles in this situation. It's not enough just to kind of go in and talk to kids. We need to reach their important adults with this information. And we need to, you know, have people understand that this can happen to anyone at any time. It truly has nothing to do with looks or popularity or abilities. I have seen the, you know, people who really struggle experience bullying, and I've seen people who really excel experience bullying. So there's no sort of person who is safe from this kind of terror sometimes, and especially when we look at our youth and cyberbullying, some people will just call it trolling. Trolling is cyberbullying. We're just not naming it properly, and so You know, we really need to make sure that we're reaching the adults, and despite there being some, you know, leaders very high up who are influencing perhaps some attitudes or influencing what is acceptable, we have to remember that we're still, as parents, the strongest influence to our children.
Well, right. You know, and we want, but you know, I'm a parent and I'm a grandparent. You want to think you are the strongest influence on your children, but as your children get older, your time as a parent gets smaller and smaller insofar mm-hmm. as, like, when my kids were little, I was their whole world. And then they started going to school, and then they started going to practice, and then they started going on play dates and sleepovers. And so you become that smaller piece, and I think it makes our role as parents and the adults that are role modeling and things even more important. I think the dwindling of the time that we have together makes our time together that much more critical.
And
you know,
and it makes the work that we do with our kids in terms of teaching them our values and strengths and making sure that we are role modeling that, it makes that time we have to do that from, you know, birth to probably about 14 when they're really listening, or maybe even younger than that, we have to make sure we're doing it then and not waiting until our kids are, you know, 12 or 13 and saying, oh, now we should think about teaching our kids values and how to interact with the world. We really have to be on it from a young age.
Please and thank you start in a high chair.
Right.
I mean, they really do. They start in a high chair. They start in a stroller. You know, it's going to preschool and learning how to take turns and say yes and no and wait and not have that tantrum. And that's why I always loved Mr. Rogers, when he would talk about what do you do with your anger? What do you do when you're so mad you can bite? You know, and things like that. And he addressed things in a way that made you listen and see. And, I mean, let's face it, in today's world, kids that aren't even in their teens, they're not even double digits yet, and they have cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
in
this world of everything, you know, it's not like they can't get on. You know, little kids shouldn't be on social media. They don't understand the differentiations between real relationships and online relationships. Not that they are not, quote unquote, real, but in a child's mind, they don't have those delineations, you know. And so they're being given so much, not only so much information, but it's so readily available at their fingertips in an instant. And, you know, I mean, we've done shows. You've been with us when we did shows on cyberbullying and things. I mean, it's taken things to a completely different level, because you could be sitting right next to your child and not even realizing what's being said to them, because
Absolutely.
They're being, you know, messaged and stuff. And it's frightening that the more technologically advanced we're becoming. You know, I was just at an event the other night, and we were talking about, you know, the younger people. I don't like the term millennial, but that younger people in networking, and I'm like, they don't have a clue what that is. Networking to them is being on their phone on Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram. You know, people of our generation understand that networking is sitting face-to-face with people and talking to them. You know, you'll see a group of young people together, they text each other while they're sitting in the same place. But it's scary. And again, as parents, it's our responsibility to model conversation, sitting at a dinner table and actually eating, throwing your cell phones over to the side. And, you know, whatever happened to that, of what happened to your day and where have you been? What are you doing? You know, and I think that, I can't speak for you because, you know, I'm not in your arena, but I have to think that this has, you know, markedly, you know, shown how all of this is growing because of this disattachment we are now having, even in our own relationships with people. People don't want to pick up the phone and talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, just send
yeah,
me a text.
Send
you
that
know, I don't
message.
Have time to talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
send
you
that
think
quick,
about
quick
it.
Message, and it's also a way to control conversations. So, see if I have a bit of a difficult relationship with someone. Maybe I'm having trouble with my teenage child, or something like that. I might choose to send that text instead of having that conversation, because conversations are hard.
Right.
And then that's what we role model. We role model the exact same thing for our kids. So then our kids get into relationships and they go, oh, I need to break up with this girl, but I'll just send her a text message.
Right.
They haven't
learned you know,
how
it,
to
it,
have
it,
the difficult.
And when you think about it, no matter what text you're sending, if you're sending something that's not sunshine and roses, let's say you're having some kind of a disagreement, the text is going out, but whomever's reading it is reading it with their emotions attached to it,
mm-hmm.
not yours.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And it's so funny because what I had sent out an email one time to somebody, and they came back to me that, you know, well, your tone and this and that. And my reply was, please go back and read that email, because my tone was saying, I'm so sorry that I'm saying this, and please understand that I'm trying not to hurt your feelings, but I need you to understand that this is, and meanwhile, you, that person read it as, rah, 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 because that
yeah.
was their attitude. And so
yeah.
we take out, when you take out the human element, you put in the human element of somebody else's humanity and somebody else's
right.
attitude about it and
right.
stuff. It was so
Absolutely.
Funny. I had a phone, my car, that the Bluetooth, and it sent back, if I was driving, it sent back a message, I'm driving, but it was all in caps. And my son's like, why are you yelling at me?
Like, yeah.
I didn't
no, it's
do
an
that.
Auto, it's
He's
an
like, but Mom, it's all in caps. If it's in caps, you yelling. Like, it was
yeah.
the car.
The car,
you know, and another example of how the way we interact with others impacts the way they interact with us. I just saw a television interview with Jared Kushner, and you can I've never seen him speak for this amount of time as the interview was. I think it was pretty much a full 45 minutes. And of course, he was being interviewed by CNN, so there's a difference there in politics and things that they agree with. But he was so soft-spoken, and he was so, you know, his fight-or-flight response was managed so incredibly well that the interviewer just automatically matched his tone. And it was a very gentle and gracious kind of interview, and I just kind of watched with amazement and thought, you know, about how the way we present to somebody then affects how they're going to come back in that communication to us. And
yeah,
you know what?
Politics aside,
so
just
agree.
Amazingly interesting.
You know, but so I so agree with that, and it's you know what? It's as simple as. Somebody's responsible for their actions, you're responsible for your reactions. And if you
yeah.
react and jump, if you react and jump into somebody's face, they're going to immediately jump back at you. Somebody once said to me, if you try to place blame, people fight. If you take blame, people will always take it back. I had a client one time that it was all her responsibility, and I will defend it to the death. That it was all her responsibility. I had her sign off on 15 different places because I knew she was going to hate it. And it came in, and she called me up and ripped my head off and spit down my neck. And my boss was standing there because I was the VP. She was the president. And afterwards, she was like, you had every document that said that she did this. I was like, yeah, but what did it end up? I was like, Ellen, I'm so sorry. This is completely my fault. I never should have let you do this. I should have stopped you right then and there. I take full responsibility. Oh, no. You know what, Dory? You're right. It was my fault. She immediately took the blame back. But had I gone back at her saying,
yeah,
you did this, you did that, then it would become a fight and nobody, but instead my boss was like, wow. I was like, that's right. You know, if you confront, and let's face it, sometimes even when you're trying to talk to somebody calmly, they may be in that confrontational place where you're like,
right,
I'm not raising my voice to you. If you want to have an argument with yourself, go ahead. But I'm not fighting with you. I'm trying to talk to you. And so it is, because let's face it, we're human. Our immediate, you know, you poke the bear wants to poke back. It's a lot harder. And, you know, I can say this now because I'm older. Because trust me, 25 years ago, not my response. You know, with age comes, you hope, some wisdom, some understanding, learning how to, and so, but that's the whole thing. When you are dealing with a teenager, they don't have that filter yet. They don't understand that they need to step back and hear that sometimes this is somebody crying out, even though they're lashing out.
So I'm going to challenge that. I'm going to challenge what you just said a little bit and say that they can understand that if they are given the right information.
Absolutely.
So
the
right information is to begin understanding, and this has been around for so long, I can't believe it's not more, the understanding is not more imprinted in our world, but what we need to give them is the understanding of their own fight or flight response.
Yes.
And when they can manage that purely natural, totally human physical response, then you can manage anything. And that's the information that our kids and our teenagers are not receiving, and that's part of the information in No Such Thing as a Bully in terms of strengthening yourself.
And on that
Kelly,
note,
know
as we
just,
have to
yes.
wrap up here, you
know,
but
the surface
please let
here.
Everybody... Yeah, let everybody know how to get in, how to reach you, and know that this is a conversation. All of you tuning in here, you know, Kelly should just wind up being that guest that we just keep bringing back everybody, you know, every few months, because this is not a one-time conversation, and I don't want people to be able to go to one episode because they'll never hear it all, because it's continually on an evolutionary pattern, and I'm so glad that we are part of the platform that No Such Thing as a Bully and the Kindness Foundation has to share this such critical, important work that you are doing. So please let everybody know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am so glad to be a part of Word of Mom and keep coming back and coming back. I appreciate these conversations so much. So to reach No Such Thing as a Bully, to get more information, you can give me a call directly at 403-447-4404 or head over to the website, nosuchthingasabully.com, and you will see information there for parents, for schools, and for certification training. If you want to learn more about this in depth and take it into your community, I believe that every community needs to have their own experts in the issue of bullying. And so I would absolutely love for you to go have a look at that. And we've also got a partial parent membership that is free. So feel free to click on that and sign up for that and get a lot of more information right off the bat.
And talk a little bit about Moment of Kindness as well. Tell people how to get to that, because we could all use the gift of kindness during this season.
Thank you. So momentofkindness.com is the website, and Moment of Kindness is sort of the other half of No Such Thing as a Bully. We have these lovely action cards where it's a card with a number on it, and you do something kind, register the number to the database, and pass the card on. And when the next person registers the card, you get an email back that says, yay, your card was used. And then they pass the card on, and when the next person uses it, both of you get an email back, and so on, until the card is lost or destroyed. So we are definitely looking for sponsors for the action cards. They can be used anywhere in the English-speaking world right now, and hopefully we'll move on doing some translation on the website and the cards as well. And so if you are interested in putting your business logo on those cards and sponsoring a box of cards, we can send them straight to a school of your choice, or you can take them yourself through your business and hand them out. And so we just love all of our champions who are involved in that, and and want to just gather more people as we go along. So if you're interested in sponsoring cards, absolutely get in touch. Again, 403-447-4404. And the two websites are nosuchthingasabully.com and momentofkindness.com.
Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So on behalf of Dory, and this is Tracy Timmons and the Word of Mom Radio Network, make today a great day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mompreneur Model Show here at the Word of Mom Radio Network. We are so happy to kick off the holiday season by reminding everyone that kindness is a gift you can give every single day. So I'm hoping that whether it's through the Moment of Kindness Foundation or just any way that you can find your own moments of kindness, that you will take the time to give the gift of kindness this holiday season. Be on the lookout tomorrow, Friday, November 2nd, as we kick off the holiday gift-giving season. We will have a holiday gift-giving guide both on our Facebook page and on our website, where we have invited all of our guests from the past year to let all of our listeners know what they are offering for the holidays this year. And remember that it's not just about buying gifts for others, but that there are always great things that we can gift to ourselves and to our businesses. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we will close out, as we so often do, with the Smith Sisters Bluegrass song to remind you that the sure, strong, brave, bold, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you,
she is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you, she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you,
she is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you.